You're listening to the audio version of ZooCast UK.
To see the video version, visit our website zoocast.co.uk.
Welcome to the second ZooCast UK, filled with news, views and information about UK zoos, safari parks, aquariums and other animal parks.
We'll be looking at all aspects of UK zoos, the animals they care for on site and those they conserve in the wild, how they got started and their hopes for the future.
The Bristol Zoo Gorilla Sanctuary appeal we covered last time is off to a great start.
And the baby cotton-top tamarind monkeys are now named thanks to the competition we mentioned, and they're now called Machu and Pichu.
Our first story is about a baby who's thriving thanks to foster parents.
Keepers noticed that an African penguin chick who had hatched 2 days later than its siblings was not putting weight on and weighed only 69 grams.
Fearing for the chick's survival, they tried a novel strategy, placing the tiny chick into the empty eggshell of a couple whose egg had been infertile.
By the next morning, the chick weighed over 100 grams, and after 3 days, its weight had increased to over 160 grams. It's early days, but the new family seem to have bonded.
The chick is one of a colony of 52 African penguins at Bristol Zoo, including 10 youngsters that have been hatched in the past 4 months. Every one of them is important because in the wild, their numbers have suffered a dramatic fall.
What a fantastic success story, and it's an important one, because in 1900, there were an estimated 2 million African penguins in the wild. Today, there are less than 18,000. That's a drop of more than 97%.
Our next story features a youngster whose life initially hung in the balance.
8 months ago, little Pichiku was born. But sadly, his mother, Bella, died, forcing keepers to hand-rear him.
This involved weeks of round-the-clock care, with keepers taking it in turns to take Pichiku home to feed him every couple of hours.
All the hard work and sleepless nights paid off, and now little Pichiku is happily exploring the outdoor enclosure which he shares with his dad, Junin.
Bristol Zoo is believed to be only the second zoo in the country to have successfully hand-raised a red titi monkey.
Pichiku means little monkey in Peru, one of the countries that red titi monkeys are found.
Moving on now to some animals from the tropical rainforests of Southeast Asia who enjoyed an unusual breakfast at Drusilla's Park.
When you think of a healthy breakfast, a kebab probably isn't the first thing that springs to mind. But that's exactly what zookeepers at Drusilla's Park have been serving up to their binturongs.
We're not talking about a greasy doner though. These lovely animals have been feasting away on the much healthier vegetable kebabs.
Head keeper Mark Kenwood said, "Delivering our animals meals in imaginative and unusual ways is part of the zoo's daily enrichment programme. This ensures they receive a varied and diverse diet, as well as encouraging them to think and work for their food as they would in the wild."
Although they're not actually related to either species, binturongs are sometimes called bear cats.
Another fun fact, apparently they smell very strongly of popcorn, but actually that aroma comes from the scent of their wee.
And now onto a dragon.
The dragon was at London Zoo and he was celebrating his birthday.
The reptile in question here is a Komodo dragon called Ganas, who turned 10 on the 3rd of February.
Ganas celebrated his birthday by wolfing down a beef fillet, which had been gift-wrapped for the occasion.
Komodo dragons have adapted to go months without food in the wild, and in an effort to replicate their eating habits, keepers only feed them around twice a month.
Komodo dragons use their tongues to smell instead of their noses, and they can sniff out a potential meal from up to 6 miles away.
Aw, happy birthday, Ganas.
Yes, but I imagine being a dragon, he had trouble blowing out his birthday candles. You know, all that fire breathing.
Well, zoos aren't all about animals.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
The Oxford English Dictionary defines zoo as...
Peyton Zoo's latest breeding success is neither cute nor cuddly. In fact, it's famous for being very, very smelly. The zoo's horticulturalists have successfully harvested seeds from one of the most amazing plants in the world, the giant, pungent, tropical Titan arum.
The zoo is thought to be the first UK zoo ever to harvest Titan seeds, and they're sharing the precious seeds with other zoos and botanical collections.
In 2012, Paignton Zoo was the first zoological collection in the UK to get a Titan arum to bloom.
The gardens team succeeded again in 2015, but 2017 was their best year ever for these smelly giants, with 2 Titans blooming.
The plant is from the rainforest of Sumatra and is classed as vulnerable on the IUCN Red List of Threatened Plants.
Those Titan arum flowers can be up to 3 metres high and 3 metres in circumference and smell of rotting meat.
Maybe not a houseplant then. We move on now to a great character that Marwell Zoo had to say goodbye to.
Ralph the Humboldt penguin became an international superstar thanks to a wetsuit he wore to protect him from the elements when he molted much quicker than the other penguins, leaving him with sensitive bald patches.
Initially, keepers designed a suit from the leg of an adult wetsuit. However, in 2013, Californian surf brand O'Neill designed Ralph his very own custom wetsuit in a sponsorship deal normally reserved for surf and snowboarding stars.
He was born in Germany on New Year's Day 1999, but spent most of his life at Marwell Zoo, where he loved hogging the spotlight with his mischievous antics.
Ralph and his partner Coral raised several chicks at Marwell, including Calipo, who remains in the colony.
Oh, sad that he's gone, but it sounds like he had a wonderful life.
We finish with some film news now. At Bristol Zoo, you can share Valentine's Day evening with the one you love watching romantic classics Dirty Dancing and Romeo and Juliet.
And at West Midland Safari Park, you can join in the fun of new animated film Early Man, taking part in an interactive trail based on the film and get up close to some of the wonderful creatures from the film in a unique display of some of the models in the park's Early Man's Secret Cave.
In between ZooCasts, you can keep up with all the news, views and information via our website and our social media channels.
But the best way to make sure you don't miss out is to subscribe.
See you next time.